Hare Krishna. So here Krishna is describing the Karma Kanda section to Arjuna. He described very beautifully about Nishkama Karma Yoga. And then he understood that maybe that's too high as of now. So let's discuss about Karma Kanda. So from Shloka number 10, Krishna is very beautifully describing the Karma Kanda section. So in Shloka number 10, he says that the Creator, He sent forth generations of men and demigods along with the process of Yajna. And He said that this Yajna will give everything that is desirable and it will help a person to prosper. And then the previous sloka that we saw in the previous video, that says that when the demigods are pleased by the Yajnas done by the men, what happens? Prosperity will reign for all. Now, in the same lines, Krishna is continuing in Shloka number 12. Let's see Shloka number 12 today. Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva dasyante yagya bhavitaha tairdattan apradayebhyo yo bhungte stena evasaha. So here Krishna is saying that deva, so he's referring to the demigods, which he just described in the two shlokas, shloka number 10 and 11. So he's saying deva, those demigods, what happened to them? Those demigods, yagya bhavitaha, when they will be pleased by the sacrifices, by the yajna, what happens? Dasyante ishtan bhogan. So they will provide all the desired necessities by you, O Arjuna. So this is actually an address to all the human beings in general. And then he says, Tairdattan bhumte. But those personalities who enjoy, bhumte, who enjoy, apradayai ebhyah. He says, without offering them back to the demigods, they are called as what? Sthena eva saha. Such people, such personalities are called as thieves. So basically this shloka says that when the demigods are pleased, they will provide whatever you want. But then, if those things are not offered back to the demigods and just used for one's own sense gratification, such a person is called a thief. A very strong shloka and a very strong purport also. So let's go through the purport now. So here, the first thing that is mentioned is, in the Vedas, there are different kinds of yajnas prescribed for different kinds of demigods, but all are ultimately offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this we had discussed in the previous video. So there are lots and lots of different yajnas mentioned in our Vedic scriptures, which are directed to satisfy different demigods. But then finally we understand that each and every yajna is meant for what? Only for one thing, only for one purpose, only for one reason, and that is to satisfy the yajnapati, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Vishnu or Lord Sri Krishna. So whenever some yajna is done to please a demigod, so the demigod in return offers it to Krishna and then accepts the prasad that is given by Krishna. So they are very honest and very loyal to Lord Krishna, not like us. And the next thing that is given is, for one who cannot understand, this is a very important point which is mentioned here, for one who cannot understand what the personality of Godhead is, sacrifice to the demigods is recommended. Now, not everyone is qualified to understand who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many, many people who are happy in their own materialistic way of life, who are happy in their own lifestyle, you know, which is very, very lowly. So they're very, very happy in that itself. They're satisfied. It's not for them. So this particular thing which is there, it is meant, this demigod worship, you know, which is there, it is meant for one who cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this yajnas are meant for whom then? It is meant for these people who have a lowly lifestyle. Second thing, The different material qualities of the persons concerned, different types of yajnas are recommended in the Vedas. Now, let's talk about those people, the materialistic people. So, they are in different material modes, mode of ignorance, mode of passion. I don't think we need to go to mode of goodness. So, when it comes to mode of ignorance and mode of passion people, so they need to be elevated to a different platform, a higher platform, so that they can achieve the ultimate goal of life. But then, since they are not qualified to directly think about the ultimate goal of life, directly approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all these different types of yajnas are there. Different demigods are there just so that they can help these personalities to move up the ladder and finally reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these yajnas are important for those people who are not very intelligent and who are very, very materialistic mind, all the time thinking about enjoyment. Whose enjoyment? One's own enjoyment. All the yajnas are meant for gradual promotion to the transcendental position. This is what is the goal of all the yajnas. Any Devi Devta yajna that a person does is only for this one reason, so that he elevates to a transcendental position. For ordinary men, at least 5 yajnas known as Pancha Maha Yajna are necessary. I'll describe about Pancha Maha Yajna at the end of this video. One should know, however, that all the necessities of life that the human society requires are supplied by the demigod agents of the Lord. So as we discussed in the previous video, in this universal administration, there are different departments, and each department has a head. And they are called as Devi Devtas, the demigods. And they are the ones who provide various necessities, you know, which are required by the living entities in general. And here Prabhupada is giving a long list. He says, grains, fruits, vegetables, milk, sugar, etc. Eatables for non-vegetarians like meat, heat, light, water, air, and so on. And also, so these are all natural things which are needed by the human beings and other living entities also. And at the same time, specifically for human beings, specifically for the industries, metal, sulfur, mercury, manganese, and so many essentials. So all these things are provided by the Devi Devtas under the guidance, under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. For what? Why is this all provided? So a person might say that everything in this world exists only for my enjoyment, for my pleasure. It's not like that. There's a deeper aspect to it, a deeper meaning for the ones who are exploring this journey of self-realization. For them, a very important point is given here. The purpose of human life is to become, or the purpose of human life is to break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. But then, if we forget the purpose of human life and simply take supplies from the agents of the Lord for sense gratification and become more and more entangled in material existence, which is not the purpose of creation, certainly we become thieves, and therefore we are punished by the laws of material nature. See, all these things which are given by the Devi Devtas is only for a simple reason, a simple purpose, that is, we maintain this body healthy and use this body to march on this path of self-realization and break the cycle of birth and death and attain Krishna. This is the only purpose why all these things are provided to us. But then when we forget the purpose, the actual purpose, and start using all these things for one's own enjoyment, what happens? The person will suffer like anything. And that is one side. But at the same time, he will be called as a thief. I was thinking some analogy for this. Just imagine, parents have sent their child, you know, to a very, very prestigious university. Very costly, you know, when it comes to the fees and other needs which are there in the college. But still, the parents are struggling hard and sending the money, you know, to the child. And this person, what is he doing in the college? Movies, restaurants, outings, long drives, studies? No studies. So entire time he is doing that, utilizing whatever the parents have given. Tell me, what will be the child called as? Or what will that person called as? He is a thief. He is not meeting the purpose. The purpose of he being in the university is to study well and give back later to the parents by earning. But then what to do? He has missed the purpose. Similarly, we human beings, when we are utilizing all these things which are provided by the demigods under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for our own sense gratification, we are actually thieves. So it's very, very important to give back, to acknowledge whatever we have got. This is something which people in general miss. But when it comes to spiritualists, they'll not miss this. Whatever we have got, we have to acknowledge. That is called as yajna. That is called as sacrifice. So, how to acknowledge and whom to acknowledge? Now, here it's given. For ordinary men, at least 5 yajnas known as Pancha Maha Yajna are necessary. There are 5 yajna which is compulsory for everyone. Let me list all of that, you know, for all the viewers here. First one, sacrifice for the forefathers, all the pitris, forefathers. Second, worship of Devi Devtas. How many? 33 crore. I repeat, worship of all the Devi Devtas, 33 crore Devi Devta. Third, recitation of the Vedas. I hope you understand what do you mean by Vedas, no, all the Vedic scriptures. Fourth, feeding human beings. Okay, how many human beings are there? Fifth, feeding the living entities in general. How many living entities are there? So how about doing all this? I think one lifetime will be short, not to do this Pancha Maha Yajna, but it is mandatory. What to do? Everyone should do this so that they become free from all the debt that they have from all these personalities around. So here we understand how incapable we are to do this Pancha Maha Yajna. So what are we supposed to do? Let's do one yajna in this age of Kali Yuga. The Sankirtan Mahayajna. So only by doing Sankirtan Yajna, what happens? The Supreme Personality of Godhead will be pleased. And by that, all the other personalities whom we just listed, all of them will be pleased, all of them will be satisfied and will be free from all the debt. So we have to do Sankirtan, that is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is there. And along with that, whatever we get in our life, you know, say we get new clothes, or you know, we are cooking something, or you know, we get some new appliances or new instruments or new gadgets, whatever. Everything should be first offered to Krishna. How can we offer that? We just keep it in the altar and pray to the Lord that, oh Lord, I want to use this for your service. Please accept. And then when that is offered, it becomes prasad, and then we can utilize for Krishna's service. So in this way, each and everything that we have in our life should be offered to Krishna first. And then we have to accept the rest as prasadam. So we'll discuss about this concept of prasad in greater detail in the next shloka, in the next video. Hare Krishna.